Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we're back with more Ripples. Let's get started. I left you hanging in the middle of a scene. Come on, now. There's no need to be nervous, Darcy. You've been remarkable at everything so far. Thank you, Sensei. Okay, I'm ready. What's the next step? For now, all I want you to do is try putting it in your mouth, and we'll go from there. Sounds easy enough, but I've never practiced on anything that big. I'm gonna try, though. Not only does Darcy put your swollen tip inside her mouth, but she also adds suction. And she takes part of it out of her dainty mouth, and you can feel a whirl of the tongue lightly massaging the tip. Where the hell did she learn all of that? She wasn't lying when she said she's been practicing. Probably on those dildos she's always talking about. Ugh, damn, Darcy. It's too big for my tiny mouth. I can only suck on the head. But the way you're doing it is amazing. That's the most sensitive part. Good, because I don't think I can take any more into my mouth. Even terrible blowjobs feel nice. Are you saying that I'm terrible? No, I'm just saying that even if you were. She's gonna put some effort into it now. Fuck, she doesn't need any teaching. She's fucking amazing at this. I can't do this sensei shit anymore. God damn, Darcy, you're really good at this. I think you can drop the practicing and sensei thing now. I know that's just an excuse. Shut the fuck up, Grim. I've only done it on a dildo, so I still need to practice on the real thing. If you say so. I'm going to bite your dick off if you don't quit running your mouth. That's the Darcy I know. Glares. Fine, I'll be quiet. She'll do it. Ugh. That's nice. I love it. I don't know why you hesitated so much. She's slightly moaning now and really getting into it. I want to tease her a little bit. Yeah, you love that cock, don't you? No, I don't. I'm only doing this for practice, and it's a nice dick to practice on. So you're admitting it's nice then? Which means... that it's nice. What more do you want me to say? I want you to admit that you're doing this because you're a pervert and you like me. Can't you just let me blow you in peace? Why are you making this so fucking awkward? I just want you to be honest with me. You're an idiot. Without any warning, Darcy hops on top of you and begins passionately kissing you. I did not expect her to do that. Is this her way of admitting her feelings for me? Don't say anything stupid. Just let me enjoy this. I think it's cute that you can't admit it. You know what? Never mind. I think it's my turn to be in control. Go ahead. So don't be a dick and start talking about your feelings or any dumb shit like that. Just let it happen. No feelings, I gotcha. Whatever I do, I don't want you to move at all. What are you doing? I'm gonna grind myself on you, and I don't want your dick to go inside me. It's way too big, and I'm not ready for something like that. That's fine, Darcy, whatever you're comfortable with. Darcy takes off her clothes and positions herself on top of you. Darcy takes slow and sensual strokes, rubbing every part of her moist vagina along the underside of your shaft. Oh, that's nice. Your dick is rubbing my clit and lips. Feels fucking amazing. I've wanted to try this for so long. All you had to do was ask. Tell me you wanted this too. I did, for the longest time. Fuck, this is so much better than a dildo. You move your hips with great finesse. I'm surprised that doesn't translate better into your dancing. Oh, go suck a fat cock. I've been practicing Tiffany's moves. I'm getting better. I believe it. I'm gonna turn up the heat. Don't move too much. I don't want your dick to slip inside and hurt me. Not that it would fit inside anyway. I think it would fit just fine. Darcy gets into a position where she can move with better control. And that she does. She slides up and down on your shaft with fierce determination, something you never thought you'd see from Darcy. Oh, that's more like it. Yeah, so good. I want it inside me so bad, but there's no way I'm ready for that. No need to rush yourself. Just enjoy it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I feel it coming. Shit. Darcy, you're moving like a madman. I'm not gonna last much longer either. Come all over me, Grim. Ugh. Oh, God, I'm gonna come! Ah! Shit! Ugh. I got cum all over me, and I just took a shower. Thanks, asshole. You're welcome. It's so sticky. Are you playing with my cum? No, I just want to know what it feels like. You're a pervert. Shut up. Okay, I need to go clean up. I'm making a mess. What a mess. Ugh, I'm tired now. That's fine. Go ahead and get some sleep. I need to go home and get my homework done, or I'm going to get way behind. All right. See you at school tomorrow. That is, unless you find yourself at 1999 again. She's making jokes about it now, but I don't find it very funny. I'm tempted to mention it again. Maybe I can convince her if I keep at it. I know I said I was joking about that, but I wasn't. I only gave up because I didn't know how else to convince you. Oh, great, you're starting that shit again. I'm serious, Darcy. When I went there, I saw a younger version of Tiffany and her sister at my house, and I bet Tiffany was super hot when she was younger, wasn't she? Damn it, Darcy, will you listen, please? And since it was 99, there's no way they would know who I was. So I was essentially homeless. I was terrified, didn't know what to do or how I was going to get back. Luckily, I befriended Jenny, and she let me sleep in the garage for the night. The next morning, I tried to call around and find my dad because I thought I could save his life, but I never found him. Oh, that reminds me. You grab your bag and pull out the mobile phone you bought in 1999. I bought this phone there because I didn't know if I was ever going to make it back. And get this, I paid with cash because I wasn't thinking. And the cops were looking for me because I paid with counterfeit money from 2017. Look at it. I bought it brand new. Do you really think I'd buy a mint condition Nokia phone from 1999 just to play a prank on you? I don't know why I didn't think about this argument last time. Check out the call log. The last call is from September 10th, 99, the day I disappeared. Jenny. Yeah, she gave me her number and I stored it in the phone. I know it's hard to believe, but I don't know what else I have to do to convince you. I still don't know if I believe you, but taking me to the power plant and showing me where all this took place would be a start. Darcy, the guy told me to never come back, and he had a gun. Besides, it's dangerous. I don't know if I changed the present or what, but so many crazy things have happened since. I'm starting to think they're all connected. I don't know if you're still fucking with me or not, but it's starting to piss me off if you are. How do you expect me to believe something like this? I don't know. I thought if I could get one person to believe me, it would be you. I feel so alone in this situation. And to tell you the truth, I want to forget it ever happened and continue on with my life. It wasn't a good experience for me. We'll talk about this later. I don't know what to think right now. And I swear, if you're trying to pull a prank on me, I'm going to be so fucking pissed. It's gone on way too long for a joke, and you got me. Ha ha, good job. It's not a joke, Darcy. We'll talk about this tomorrow. I'm exhausted now, and I don't know what to think. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow then. Bye, Darcy. Bye, Grim. Look, I know it was a rough exit, but he needs to tell her what's going on, or else we'll never go anywhere with the story. I'm getting tired, but I still need to finish my homework. Maybe Jessica is still up so I can talk to her. Huh? What the fuck? Before you can say anything, you can hear her footsteps running away. Was that Darcy's mom? I think it was. I've only seen her once or twice from a distance, and it's been a long time. Okay, this is creeping me out. I'm leaving. Darcy is a trip. And for that matter, so is Jackie. I've never met a woman her age like her. Darcy is lucky to have her in her life. Especially since her mom... Your thoughts are interrupted by noises coming from around the corner. Ah, just like that. Is that... You step back and return around the corner. Whoa! Yes, ah! Don't stop. Fuck! I know it's wrong, but... Oh! Okay, I'm gonna give her some privacy and keep walking before she notices me. That would be extremely awkward for both of us. Wow, I've never caught her doing that before. She must have forgotten to shut her door. Gotta admit, she looked beautiful. Shit, there I go, having inappropriate thoughts about Tiffany again. But what am I supposed to do? It's hard not to think of her that way after everything that's happened. Alright, I need to think about something else, get these thoughts out of my head. I should text Jessica and see if she'll talk to me. I should also ask Skylar if she's talked to her yet. Hey Jessica, are you still awake? You wait a few minutes, but there's no reply from Jessica. Either she's sleeping, or she doesn't want to talk to me right now. Let's try Skylar again. She still hasn't replied back to me. Hey Skylar, how you doing? I was wondering if you'd spoken with Jessica yet? She doesn't seem to be answering me either. I hope everything's okay. She should be out of work by now. Grim, why is my mom telling me to stay away from you? What the fuck? I have no clue. That's the first time I've ever met your mom. There's something you're not telling me. My mom wouldn't say that for no reason. And I saw that look that she gave you at your house. I knew there was something strange about that oven comment. Skylar, I promise you have no idea what's going on or what I did. Today was the first time I've met your mom. Maybe it was the first time you met her, but she definitely knows who you are somehow. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe she's mistaking me for someone else. I told her the same thing, and she was adamant that I stay away from you. Well, maybe you can take me to your house and I can speak with her and figure out what's going on. No, maybe it's best if we call off our date and take a break from each other. I don't know what to think anymore. Skylar, you have to believe me. I've never done anything to anyone that would make someone stay away from me. Skylar? Fuck! She's not replying to me anymore. What the fuck is going on? And what did I ever do to Skylar's mom? I have a feeling this has something to do with the past. Did I change something when I went there? Is this the end of me and Skylar's relationship? Bullshit. Another thing to add to my list of problems. You stay seated for a few minutes and think about the strange situation you find yourself in. Whatever. I'm going to finish my homework and go to bed. Hopefully tomorrow will be a better day. Even though you're ready for sleep, you quickly finish all your homework. Finally, I can go to sleep now. Another crazy fucking day. I'm going to try not to think about it right now and turn my mind off or I'll never fall asleep. I'm ready for things to chill out and go back to normal. Ah, what a beautiful day. Nice weather, clear blue waters, beautiful women, and hanging out with my boy. What more could you ask for? A new bike? Haha, we'll get you a new bike, don't worry. I was joking, Daddy, this is the best day of my life. That's good to hear, I'd have to agree. Two girls walk by in skimpy bikinis that catch your eye. It looks like you're getting to that age when you notice the beauty of a woman. Yes, I noticed. You're going to be a lady killer, just like your old man. I don't want to kill ladies. Aha, no, not kill them. It's a figure of speech. Grim, it means women are going to be irresistibly attracted to you and they'll like you a lot. I still don't understand how that means lady killer. You'll understand when you get older. Don't think about it too hard. Oh yeah, nice catch. I think I got it down now. It's good to get away from all the electronics, gadgets, and laboratories and spend some time outside. This is the best vacation ever. It sure is. Oh, shit. Dad, what's happening? Where did everyone go? I don't know. Give me your hand and run to the Jeep. We need to get out of here. You and your father take off running towards the Jeep when suddenly you turn into your older self. What the fuck is that thing? Grim, watch out! You're hit by an unknown object that lays you flat on your back. Dad! Come on, son, we need to get out of here. All of a sudden, you become lucid, and you realize you're in a dream. Dad, I need your help. My life is starting to unravel, and it seems the power plant is at the center of it all. How do I make things go back to normal? We don't have time for that right now. We need to get out of here. No, I need your help. Please, please. You're the only one who can tell me what I need to do or what not to do. I'm so confused. You're not alone, Grim. There'll be people along the way that will help you. Keep your family and friends close and be careful who you trust. I want you to help. I want you to be there. Is there a way to bring you back to life? Where were you in 99? Come on, get up. Time is running out. Dad, watch out. Get up, son. Get up. It's time to go back. End of episode 3. Episode 4, September 12th, 2019. Get up, it's time to go back. Stop yelling, you're gonna wake up everyone in the house. I don't give a fuck, I'm not going anywhere. Get out of my house. Meet me outside so we can talk, and if you don't like what you hear, you'll never see me again. No way, I have no reason to trust anything you say. If you care about your family and friends, you'll at least want to hear me out. If I care about my family and friends, what does he mean by that? Was that a threat, or is he trying to help? What if he knows how to save Dad and Jenny? Ugh, this motherfucker. If there's any chance to save those two, I need to hear what he has to say. You throw on clothes, grab both of your phones, and head outside. Okay, you have 1 minute to explain yourself, and then I'm heading back inside. And if you try anything, I'm gonna yell as loud as I can. Listen, you little shit, you need to drop the attitude. You're the one that trespassed into the power plant and went snooping where you don't belong. I didn't want to come here, but you left me no choice. Fine, what do you want? I need you to come with me and make a quick trip back to the past. Oh, no, fuck that! There's no way I'm going back there. Look, I don't want you to go either, but this is much bigger than you or me. This concerns your family and friends. How does this concern my family and friends? Can I save my dad? How about Jenny? If you come with me, I'll give you some of the answers you seek. I don't know, I still don't want to go. The mysterious man steps closer and grabs your jacket. Did I not make myself clear? Do you want to save the people you love or not? This is not some stupid little game I'm playing with you. This is important. How do I know you're telling me the truth about my family and friends? Or that you're going to tell me anything at all? That's a risk you're going to have to take. I'm not going to tell you anything until you do this for me. Think of it as insurance. What do I need to do? You're just going to 1999 for a couple of hours to get some important documents for me. That's it? I just need to get some documents? Yes, that's it. It's not dangerous at all. You'll be back around noon. If it's that simple, why not get the documents yourself? Are you going to do it or not? Man, I promised myself I'd never go back there. What does he mean by saving my loved ones? Is it possible to save Dad or Jenny? If there's a chance of saving them, then this is a no-brainer. No matter how much I hate it. And this time I know I'll be coming back and not stuck in 99. Fine, let's get this over with. Before we go, send a message to Tiffany and tell her that you left early. And make up an excuse for being absent at school. Why do you care what Tiffany thinks about my absence? And how do you know her name? Actually, that's a stupid question. You seem to know everything else about me. How else will you know where I live? How else would you know where I live? Because I don't want to attract any more attention to myself than I already have. Now stop asking so many questions and let's get on with it. You don't have to be such a dick. Good thing he mentioned that. Tiffany would have flipped out if I disappeared again without saying anything. I should also send a message to Darcy. She was pissed last time. Miss Gilmore isn't going to be happy either, but at least I got caught up on my homework. You send messages to both Tiffany and Darcy and make up a bullshit excuse. Oh, Skylar sent me a message. Come on, let's go. I don't like standing out in the open like this. Okay, I'm ready. I'll check her message later. It's probably more bad news anyway. That's the last thing I'll need to worry about right now. You follow the mysterious man on foot, and he leads you into the woods. The two of you walk for what seems like an hour, almost as if you're walking in circles. The sun starts to rise, and a hazy fog shrouds the landscape. This is taking a long time. Are we almost there? I don't know why I even asked. I don't think he said anything since we left the neighborhood. Stop! I need you to sit down behind this tree and don't say a word. Scared shitless, you sit down and don't say a single word. What the fuck is going on? Is there someone out there? What is that device he has? 10 minutes later. After waiting what seems like an eternity, the mysterious man finally stands up straight and turns around. Ah! The sudden flash and high-pitched sound leave your ears ringing and you have a difficult time readjusting your eyes. Alright. We can go now. What the hell was that? I was just making sure we weren't being followed. What is that device? Come on, we need to hurry. This guy never answers my questions. As you enter the underground tunnels of the power plant, your nostrils are attacked by a familiar smell. Ugh, gross, that smell again. Look at the badass we have over here. No reaction. Never says much anyway. Probably because he sounds like death when he talks. It's a deep and raspy voice. I've never heard a voice like that before. I hate this place. It makes me feel queasy every time I'm in here. Especially with everything I know now. The mysterious man stops before reaching the rock's entrance. Hold on, was that always there? Of course he's not going to answer. You follow the mysterious man into the dreaded area you promised never to return to. First off, the cops won't be looking for you anymore. I was able to fix that problem. You need to be more careful next time. Good. Now listen closely, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You're going to go to the main office of the power plant. Once there, you're going to be interviewed for a job by Cindy Carey. She takes care of the non-managerial positions. Cindy is Daniel Carey's wife, and he's the man in charge of the power plant. Your mission is to obtain documents that Cindy has in her possession and... Hold on. It sounds like you want me to steal these documents. I thought you said this wasn't a dangerous task. I could go to jail if I get caught. You'll be fine. All you need to do is distract her somehow and grab those documents. If you know so much about this task, why don't you go do it yourself? Why would you leave such an important mission to someone you don't even know? Look at me. Do I look like someone who can walk in there and get the documents? I need a good-looking young man straight out of college to go in there. Cindy is known for having a thing for younger men, and you can use that to your advantage. Plus, I need to observe everything from the outside. The documents are not the only reason for this mission. What's the other reason? We'll talk about that when you get back. Is my dad gonna be there? No, there's no need to worry about that. So you know who he is then, right? Do you know where he would be? No, I don't. I think he's lying to me. I'm still gonna look for him. Fuck this guy. How am I supposed to get the documents without her noticing? The documents are gonna be in an envelope labeled Project Starless, and they should be somewhere on her desk. If not, you may have to look around a little bit. You need to do whatever you can to distract her. How you do that is up to you. I'm also gonna try to create a distraction myself from the outside, but I'm not sure how it's gonna go, so you need to do whatever you can from the inside. Man, I don't know. I think you're expecting too much of me. It has me getting caught written all over it. Man the fuck up. If you go in there thinking you can't do it, you're going to fail. It's not that hard. Get in there and work your charm on her. Flirt if you have to. From the information I've gathered, you have a hard time keeping your dick in your pants anyway, so it shouldn't be too hard to flirt with her. I don't... Cindy's a cougar that loves young meat. If the thought of an older woman disgusts you, that's fine. You just need to distract her somehow. I'll try to come up with a distraction from the outside, but it would be best if you do everything you can from the inside in case my distraction fails. He's right. If this can help the people I love in any way, it needs to be done. Grabbing an envelope from an old lady's office should be simple enough. You're right. I can do this. Good. Stay right here. I'll be right back. The mysterious man walks away and turns towards the corner. Where the hell is he going? There are more secret rooms in here? The mysterious man returns carrying a bundle of clothes. Put these clothes on. You'll need to look nice for the interview. All right? Not bad. Here's a briefcase to finish the look. You can put your things in it. Ready? Yeah. Let's get going then. Hold on. Let me see your phone. Yeah, it's probably best not to bring that back to the past. Hey, what the fuck, man? Was that really necessary? And the phone you bought yesterday. How do you know so much about me? Have you been following me around and watching my every move? Give me the phone now! Damn it. Why are you destroying them? Here, you can keep the old Nokia phone. Isn't that the same phone I bought? Yes, I grabbed it off your dresser when I was in your room. And here's your new phone with the same number. It's a special phone, so don't lose it. Make sure you don't show it to anyone in 99. It's important. And for that matter, stop telling people your real name. That was an idiotic thing to do. You need to be more careful. From now on, make up a new name. Except for the interview, your name will be on the resume that's in your briefcase. Study it before you go in there. As long as you're confident, you'll be fine. Man, this is too much to take in at once. Okay, get ready. I have one question that's been bugging me since I got here. Why is this area the same in 99? Meet back at 1 o'clock. Don't be late. I repeat, 1 o'clock. Got it? Yes, 1 o'clock. Realizing that the man isn't going to say anything, you finally decide to walk into the glowing blue light. Whoa! That's such a weird feeling. If I'm being completely honest with myself, it's quite pleasant. Almost like a sexual feeling. Strange. The red lights are off now. I can't make any sense of this place. I need to be careful leaving this place. I would stick out like a sore thumb dressed like this in the boiler room. I'm so nervous and my heart is racing, but at the same time, this is a little exciting. I feel like I'm in a Bond movie doing an important mission. Okay, here's where we're going to leave off for now, guys. We'll get back to you next week with more Ripples Eternum coming at you next.